Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. We're free and there again for the world. That's right, we're back, ready to attack for our eighth season. Yeah, it's Ramblecast with Jay and Jack. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Hello.
Are you all right? You sound like you're dying over there.
Well, it's like you get one breath to use, and I kind of was running out towards the end, so I had to kind of force it.
So you're not as so 8 years ago, you could have done it without a problem.
You never know. You never know.
I think you could have because you're younger. You're better shape, probably.
I think spending a year trying to get your computer set up working over there.
Hey,
it's been a
night. You should see this room. You'd be proud because it looks like something you would. It looks like your room. There's crap. I mean, everywhere.
My old room's back to its old ways.
It looks like Jay's old room. Except there's not dust hanging off the walls and. There's not a dead cat in the corner or anything like that. So
my room was never that bad. You know, you give it a hard time.
Whoa. Your room was that bad.
Well, anywho, we are here to celebrate the return of Jay and Jack's Ramblecast to the masses, the free Ramblecast. Been on the Plus feed for a few years now, a couple years maybe, a year or two.
Yeah.
It is back. Along with all of our other shows, on their own individual feeds or the whole enchilada feed, which might not be on iTunes yet as of this recording and when this posts. But we have, for our 10th anniversary, which is just coming up in a couple of days, actually, we already recorded our first episode 10 years ago. I think when did we record the episode? It was a couple of days before.
I think it was on a Friday.
It was on a Saturday.
Saturday. I think it was like 7 o'clock at night.
It was at night.
It might have been 7:03.
If we go to jayandjack.blogspot.com, which is still there, our original blog, go find our humble beginnings.
Actually, I think it was at 8:15.
I'm gonna click on it right now. So it's 9/1/2005. So I made a post on Friday, September 30th, 2005. Okay, well, hopefully our first podcast will be published soon. So look out and enjoy. That was the first post we ever made on our blog.
And we had 60 listeners, right, the first week?
No, we didn't.
We didn't have that many?
We had maybe 30, I think, 39.
I thought it was 60 because I said, 60? Wow.
I don't know if it quite hit 60 yet. Maybe after a couple weeks it hit 60. I don't know. But it started very, very small. So if you go to our original blogspot at jayandjack.blogspot.com, you can see some, like, there's links to Odeo, which does that even exist anymore? Nope. But the thing is that people are Odeo or Odeo, that website, actually, the people that started Twitter started at Odeo, and then they turned it into Twitter.
Oh, really?
Little known fact, or big known fact.
I did not know that.
But some good little nuggets from there, from back in the day. But yes, it is... the Ramblecast, and this podcast, along with all of Jay and Jack production podcasts these days, is brought to you by you, the listener. Yes, we have moved from this Plus feed where we kind of make it exclusive for the few people that pay for it, and we've been open up to everybody, making it easy to access all of our shows and all of our content that we're going to produce from now on. There'll be individual feeds on iTunes and group feeds, which is going to be our whole enchilada feed, which will be a lot of fun. And it is made possible by your contributions over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack, or just go to patreon.com, which is P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and search Jay and Jack, and you'll see Jay and Jack Creating Podcasts. And we are... basically keeping the business alive from your contributions on there. And we've started off really strong, even before we've launched it, which is October 1st when we're launching it. I think we already have almost 50 patrons on there right now, which is really exciting. And thank you for everybody that's already joined on. Are you excited, Jack?
I'm more than excited.
Oh, wait, we crossed the 50 threshold. We're at 51 patrons now.
Really? I haven't checked in a few days. I've been busy.
$440 per month. We just got new $1 patrons.
$60 away from the first goal.
Exactly. So basically, it's kind of like a Kickstarter for content creators where you, as a listener, say, you know what, I really like this show. They put a lot of work into it. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. I want to contribute something to what they do. So... can give as little as $1 a month or upwards of $500 a month, and it all goes towards keeping these podcasts on the air and paying Jack's exorbitant hair treatment costs.
I think that's money well spent, too.
It is. It is. So at $1 up to $4, you get our sincerest thanks and a name on our thank you page, which will be on the website. And once you get to the $5 a month pledge, you get our thanks, a name on the thank you page, and access to an exclusive patrons-only Facebook page, which is going to be a lot of fun, and an exclusive patrons podcast that will be voted on by you, the listener. So the topic for that month, we'll do it once a month, will be voted on by you, on the by you, the listener, on that exclusive patrons-only Facebook page. So once you get up to $5 a month, that's what you get at that level. Then once you go to $15 a month, you get the thanks, name on the thank you page, exclusive patrons-only Facebook, exclusive patrons podcast, and access to the archives from J and Jack Plus. So we did podcasting for 5 years. A lot of people say, wait, you've been podcasting this long? yes, we have. Like, we've been, there's a whole bunch of shows. So that entire back catalog of stuff we did while we did J and Jack Plus will be accessible for you at the $15 a month. And you will also get an invitation to come hang out with us once a month during exclusive Google Video Hangout. And to kick this whole thing off on our 10th anniversary, we will be doing one very similar on Google Video Hangout. Be live broadcast on YouTube this Thursday at, what did we say, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern? 8 o'clock Eastern?
I think it was 8 o'clock.
So 8 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday, we're going to be live for 2 hours. And you can come and hang out with us. It'll if you want the link, it'll be on our websites. We'll post it on our Twitters. It'll be on our Facebook page. And it'll be a lot of fun. So it'll give you a taste of what that $15 a month will give you. Then at $50 a month, you'll
get... Warm Taffy comes to your house.
Right?
I think and moves in.
You'll get a thank you by name at the end of each podcast and a special supporters thank you package. What is in that package? It's not Dale's package, so don't worry. Anyway, come on, that was a good joke.
No, I'm laughing. Nothing. I can't. I'm laughing over here.
And then,
I didn't want to laugh into the mic. I thought it was unprofessional.
And $100 a month, you get all of that, and you get a producer's credit, which is awesome. If you want to be a producer, if we win Best Produced Podcast, you'll be up there on stage with us.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
At $250 a month, you get an executive producer's credit, all the stuff we already had before, and an opportunity to appear on a 15-minute segment on a podcast once a month. So we have some cool ideas for that. We haven't got anybody pledged $250 yet, but once it happens, it'll be pretty fun. We have a cool idea for it. And then at $500 a month, what's great about $500 a month is you might say to yourself, you know, I have a business. I want to advertise. Maybe I have a podcast and I want to advertise. I want people to hear about it. Well, this is your chance. For $500 or more a month, you can become a full-on sponsor. We have 3 spots available, and you'll be a sponsor on all of our podcasts and talked about on all of our podcasts for that month for only $500, which I think is a bargain. I think that's a bargain. So, and then above all of that, we have goals, right? So we have tiers of what we'd like to bring in a month to keep the business running, to pay all of our podcasters, because there's podcasters beyond just Jack and I, and they all put their time into it and work really, really hard. There's also people in the background that keeping the business running. Like, Colleen's are basically doing everything in the background to keep everything afloat. And then we've got Rob Francesanini making the websites work really well. You have Jacob, who's making our artwork look amazing. There's a lot of stuff just beyond Jack and I that makes these podcasts possible. We want to make sure we can give them money back for their time that they're putting into it as well. Because if it was just Jack and I, it would be the most successful Lost podcast ever produced. But come on, that's another good joke.
I'm laughing. I'm standing away from the mic.
You know, I laugh at all of your stupid jokes, and I get nothing. Whole lot of nothing.
You're correct, sir.
So $60 away from our first tier, which is $500 a month, we will release our Serenity podcast, which will close out the Firefly podcast with Jay and Jack.
Serenity now!
At $1,000, we'll do a live Married Man show, and there's nothing better than Dale uncensored. It's like watching the Republicans' debates with Donald Trump.
Like watching a bad train wreck.
Yeah.
Of course, is there a good train wreck?
And the one I personally hope to hit, it's not even just the how much that'll help all of us, you know, do the work that we're doing. But at $2,000 a month, we will release Jack's, your infamous Survivor audition tape, which has you riding naked on his
Maybe I'll just do it live.
And that's $5,000 per month. This is a you know, a moonshot dream here. We're gonna have a Vegas trip where everybody comes down to Vegas and we have a good time. And I think Jack, you're paying for everybody to fly out there personally out of your own pocket.
Oh yeah. You know what? I'll pay for the pockets I was wearing on when I was making ice naked.
Crickets. Crickets.
I left it your joke.
But mine was a good joke. That was bad. You like stumbled through it.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it clean. So.
All right. Well, so that is what's going on. You can check again that out at patreon.com, patreon.com/JayandJack, and become a patron today. All right, Jack. In just a few days, you and I will have been recording for 10 years. That's insane.
Pretty amazing. Seems longer.
Thanks.
No, really, it does seem longer, doesn't it?
I don't know. It's it. On one hand, it doesn't seem like that long, and then on the other, it doesn't. Like, it's weird. It's like a twofold
thing. Well, we first
thing.
Started recording 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. You had a squeaky voice, and now you've grown into it. Well, you still have a squeaky voice. So that's a bad analogy.
Yes, thank you.
You know how your voice goes in and out? You go, hey, and you know you can do it. Hey.
I'm excited. What's the problem with that?
Hey, nothing wrong with getting excited. Nothing wrong with that.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for our 10th anniversary party on.
I didn't know it was 2 hours. I might be like Taffy. I'm on vacation. Don't bother me. I'm on vacation.
Well, we need to get a guest. We need to see who we can get on just to come on, jump on with us for a little bit. Maybe Ryan and Jen. Maybe we'll ask.
Yeah,
them.
Maybe Ryan and Jen. Maybe Ralph will do it.
It'd be cool if we could find like all the original Lost podcasters and have them on just to say hi.
That's a great idea, considering you had it. Well, 2 days. You have 2 days to get this to work.
Yeah.
All together.
Well, I don't know where any of the other original ones are. So you had was there like Delta Gets Lost or
Delta
something?
Delta Gets Lost.
Delta Park.
Delta Park Gets Lost. They're still I still follow them on Twitter every now and
really?
Then.
Really? Are they still doing something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you there was Lost Cast.
Lost Cast.
Ryan and Jen.
Ryan and Jen.
There was the Lost Cast.
Wasn't Lost Cast the smart one?
Yes, they were the one, the smart one, Lost Cast, yeah.
Yes. Well, no, Ryan and Jen was a smart podcast. Wait, wasn't it just ours that wasn't the smart one?
We were the dummies.
Yes. There are Dahmer dummies, but I think they came later on.
Yeah, this is like the original, like when we posted our first show, about that same time, other people posted their first show. So Ryan and Jen had they had a Hawaii Up, I believe, was the blog.
It was Hawaii Up.
And then they spun it off into the transmission.
They said, hey, those guys from Raleigh have something going.
I think they posted their first show before ours.
They did, but they anticipated someone from Raleigh doing a Lost podcast. They said, hey, that's a fantastic.
And there was the Lost Cast, the Lost podcast, which was ours. And I think maybe a week or two later, My Alchemist Sass.
Yeah.
Which was Get Lost with Scott and Steve, and then also My Alchemist Ass, Make Your Own Kind of Music with Scott
which
and Steve.
Which took me about 6 weeks to figure out why they were Scott and Steve.
Yeah, they were so funny, you didn't even understand how funny they were.
Nah, they were just too funny. They were.
That show was amazing. That was a must listen to each week. And that was a decade. I was 20 years old when we started this podcast. Now
20,
I'm 30.
I was 30.
Yes.
That's,
keep
that's
telling
pretty amazing.
That. Were you 45 when we started? 44?
I was 41.
Wow. What are you
Let's
now?
See,
54?
No, wait. 50, 42. I'm 52 right now.
You're 52.
Right?
I thought you were 55.
No, your mom is 55.
Oh, you look 55.
Or I hate to keep pointing that out. She's 55. I'm 52.
Oh, okay. So you're only 42. So you're only a few years out of your 30s at that point.
Yeah. Still had my whole life ahead of me. It's like, wow, there's something that could happen.
And unfortunately, you wasted 10 years doing this. I'm sorry.
No, there were some good times. Come on. There were some good. I got a trip to Hawaii out of it. Got a trip to Hawaii. That was great.
I went to Hawaii once. So I had
Hawaii, so I had that. That was fun. Had a Cliff and Jay in the back with their two suitcases. I love getting there, and I go, wait, you guys aren't renting a car? No, we thought we'd ride with you. I go, I got a convertible. There's no room. I think we barely got our suitcases in the trunk, and then you guys had, Cliff had all that equipment, and I think we drove with the top down, and you guys have all the stuff on your lap as we're driving, and people just looking at us going, tourist.
Now tourist. With Uber, though, it's kind of easy to get around, because I was in Nashville this past week, and all the rental cars were taken up by, you know, when I tried to rent one, and so I just Ubered my way around. It's real easy.
You're like Cam from Modern Family.
Is that the new episode? I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, they're going over their bills, and you know, Mitch makes a comment about how Cam looks at the thing if you just didn't Uber everywhere, because I guess he takes Uber everywhere.
Okay. But I mean, it's so like I was on like the Broadway, which is like the main strip of Nashville, and then my hotel was in the Gulch.
You see anybody from the show Nashville?
Huh?
You see anybody from the show Nashville?
No. At one point, somebody said Ariana Grande was in the club that we were at, but I highly doubted that.
Well, she's not on Nashville, is she?
No, but there's like a lot of musical artists there.
No, I said anyone. I was talking
I
about
know. I know. I'm saying I didn't see any of them. I was saying possibly vaguely famous people, but I didn't see any.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, segueing into what I've been up to, Nashville was a lot of fun. It was a good town. Very good town.
You wrote a Segway?
No, why would I write a Segway?
I thought you said Segway.
No, to segue into like what we've been doing.
Oh.
It's the last time we were on the Ramblecast.
Oh. Have you ever wrote a Segway?
No.
Because every time I go to Washington, they always have Segway tours.
I'd like to do a Segway tour. That looks like fun.
And your mom says, you know what would happen? She'd go out of control and go into traffic or something like that and get hit by a car.
Well, the owner of Segway, he died on a Segway.
Yeah, didn't he go over a cliff or something like that?
Yeah, he rode it over a cliff and died.
Should have had GPS. Turn right here. Go steep down the hill here. I don't know. It's tragic. How do you go over a cliff?
I don't know. Maybe he lost control. Like I never driven a Segway, so I don't know.
Too bad he didn't have a GoPro.
Have you seen those? There's some like found GoPro footage where, like, they jumped into a waterfall and the GoPro fell off, and then
right.
they find it years later, and then they check out the footage, and it's like, oh, this is it going through a river.
They had one that fell out of they were skydiving and fell into a pig pen.
Yeah, yeah.
The pigs were just looking at it. Could have gone Deadwood, you know, what happened with Woo's pigs.
Would have eaten them.
Would have eaten it. Anyway, so you went to Nashville. That was cool. How long were you there for? 2 days?
Just a couple of days. It was a
good
trip.
What'd you do in Nashville?
A lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking. That's nice. So it was a lot of hard work.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, the business people or, like, when you're at a certain age, you have a wife and kids, and you don't really get to go out, you know, and live like you're in college. And to be fair,
you've had it fairly rough. I mean, you had to go to Kansas City for 5 days.
I know.
You had to go to California Utah for a while.
Yeah.
You've had it rough.
Had to go to Vegas before that.
Yeah, I forgot about Vegas. I feel bad for you.
Don't feel bad for me.
You know, you know what I got to do the last few months?
What?
I got to go to Raleigh.
I mean, I get it. I know I'm really lucky as far as my job is.
Oh,
so,
I did get to go to Washington. So.
So all of us know how lucky we are to have this job. So it's like when we go to these things, we like to go out and go, you know, see these towns that we generally like to spend time in and try and experience everything these towns have to offer. So
all right,
Nashville has a really good, you know, bar scene. It's like
been to Nashville, you've been to Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
and you've been to
Salt Lake City, Provo.
Salt Lake City. Of the three, and remember, someone from this cities are listening to the podcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which city would be number one? Which city would be number two? And which city would be number three?
Like, what are the qualifiers?
What say if you cited this is city? What city would you want to go back to? Say if you had a choice between those three cities right now, off the top of your head, I want to go back to. And remember, the other two cities are listening, going.
They're all, again, Nashville,
Kansas
City.
No, don't give me your politician answer.
In Utah, Provo, Utah, you know, the mountains.
All right, the cities I've gone to in the last 3 months, I would...
Last three months would include Vegas, but I've been to Vegas many times.
I would say Washington, D.C., okay. Without even hesitation.
Because it's the only place you've been to.
Well, I didn't hesitate. I've been to Raleigh.
Actually, 3 months would include San Diego, too. So I've been to San Diego, Vegas...
No, you can't call San Diego. San Diego's home. You're not getting that.
I'm just saying places we've been in the past 3 months.
But I'm saying of the three cities.
God, I've been to San Francisco. I've been to a lot of places in 3 months. It's
of
kind
the
of
three
insane.
Cities.
Okay, of the three most recent cities.
Which city would you say, I've got to go back there?
I would probably say Utah. And that's like the Provo, Salt Lake City.
So what's wrong with Kansas City and Nashville? Why do you hate them?
Nothing, but I think there's a lot more to explore with the nature in Utah. Like there's
Yeah, because you're a nature boy. You
no,
like
just
to hike.
Seeing it. And they have In-N-Out Burger there.
So that's the main reason.
The thing with
all the great barbecue you had in Kansas City, and you're, oh, but they have In-N-Out.
But see, the thing is, like, after a week of eating that barbecue, like, that was enough. Like, I had my fill. But even still, I would love to go back. I mean, I'm probably going to go back to Kansas City at some point, and I would still love eating all the food because it's delicious. But beyond the food, it's Kansas. Like, it's, you know, prairie land. Like, what? Not much to do.
I haven't had fast food in 3 weeks. And by fast food, I mean McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Good for you.
Any of those places.
And then Nashville was a lot of fun. And I would definitely go back.
Two of those three places have an NFL team.
That's true, yeah.
So you hate the NFL?
I kind of do right now because the Chargers stink.
Oh, they're terrible. Terrible. Brutal. I watched the whole game yesterday. I was alone on the couch. When we first started, everybody's on the couch with me. Started the second half. It's starting to thin out. Before the third quarter is over, it's just me and my principals. Just me and just myself out there.
Yeah, the toy show this weekend, I was kind of glad I didn't watch the game because it just would have been.
Your mom like, I can't believe you're going to watch the game. I go, what else am I going to do? So I'm watching the game.
Good Shake for you.
My head. I wasn't upset. I mean, it's not like I screwed up. But how could the offensive line be so bad?
Right?
I mean,
they're terrible.
He had three guys go down with injuries, and you had the other guy was coming back from it, and he was like 50%. But he had to stay. He got hurt again, but he had to stay in the game because there was nobody else left. But yet, Mike McCoy, I should say this for the sports show.
Yeah, save it for sports talk.
I'm done. But if you haven't listened to us in a while, if you're new and you know you thought we stopped recording a while ago, I did a 23andMe a while back.
Yes, you did.
And I was not happy with the results.
No, well, explain why you weren't happy.
Well, I was always told that I was American Indian. I was had Chinese blood and all this different stuff. I came back and I'm just basically white.
Mm-hmm.
And I was upset by that.
Well, clarify.
I'm like 47% Irish English,
mm-hmm.
13% German and French.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of other white things, you know. And there was like what?
Right to say it with a hard W, like it's like you sound very anti-white.
Well, because I didn't want to be all white. I wanted to be like America. I wanted to be like the melting pot. I wanted to be America.
Okay.
That's what I was always told.
Yeah. You're like you have Chinese royalty, and you have.
Well, if you look at me, you look at my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen pictures of my mom, especially when she was younger.
You have the almond eyes, which is
and you,
generally,
and you look at me, and you, yeah. you I have you know I just you look at me and go, and I tan really easy, so it's like I can't be this white. There's no way. And I'm not bitter about it, but I was upset. But then last week, your older sister and I, we signed up for Ancestry.com,
mm-hmm.
and found out that 23andMe was almost 100% right. It's like because my great grandmother on my mom's
now,
side.
Now, did the 23andMe back up your I'm adopted case?
Well, I'm still holding out hope that I was adopted because I don't know. But it does the bloodline does kind of because my great grandmother on my mom's grandmother, I never met her, was born in England,
mm-hmm.
and my grandfather's dad was born in Michigan. And then I checked my grandmother's roots back, and it went all the way back to Long Island, New York. And that's as far as I could get.
Yeah.
Long Island, back to 1600 something. But then I checked Steinbach, which was my grandmother on my dad's side. And we always assumed that was German.
Uh-huh.
They were born in France.
Huh.
So yeah. Steinbach is French. Of course, Glafel.
Well, is Steinbach French, or is it they lived in France? But originated from Germany.
I'm just, it's probably right there, you know?
I don't know.
So anyway, I was just shocked when we read France. I don't have this stuff in front of me, but I go, really? French? And I'm not insulting the French, but I'm like, really? French? Not German?
Well, kind of, it makes sense for your, you know, cowardice streak.
What are you talking about? The French were back then were fighters. They tried to take over the world.
I know, it was a joke.
I know. That's kind of
I mean, cuz France and Germany do share a border. So I mean, it could be.
But I think the town, if I have to go back and look at it, I think the town is right on the border of Germany.
Okay, so that makes sense for Starbucks. So,
because my great-grandfather supposedly spoke German.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm saying is the roots are, the 23andMe was right. And I'm not happy about
now,
it.
Now, if this was like, I don't know, any other type of, you know, public life where if you continue to slam something and say it's bad and all this kind of stuff, this is the point in which you would hold a press conference and say that you were sorry to 23andMe. Is this that time, or is now the time to say, I'm sorry, 23andMe, for the false accusations that I laid upon you?
I don't know if I said it was false. I just said I didn't believe the information was correct.
I don't know if it was that kind. You definitely...
I was upset. I mean, because you, again, no, but is it my fault or is it my family's fault for telling me all this stuff, basically lying to me? Right?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, my mom goes, well, that's what I heard. I go, well, you heard wrong. So, I mean, she was like, it's just like this whole lie that people passed on, you know, to make us sound cooler, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't. Again, you can do more research, and maybe somewhere down the line there was a split where one of them was, you know, American Indian or something like that. But right now, I'm not holding out hope. I just don't get it. I just look at me and I go, my eyes alone, there's no way I can be this white.
And so you're being self-racist then, right? Is that what that is?
I am. I'm prejudiced against myself. And can you get in trouble for that?
I don't know. It depends.
I don't know. I'm not being PC, but I'm being.
I don't know what that would be.
Anyway, I don't know what it is, but I wanted to point out that I was wrong to accuse 23andMe of their false information and getting my but I've always claimed I was adopted. So. Because there's no picture
so
of
there.
Me when I was an infant.
There's probably a picture somewhere. It's lost. You know, it's not like nowadays where you have a phone on your camera, you take 1,000 pictures.
No, I was too small or something when I was born, so they put me in the basement with the incubator or something like that. I said, sure. You mean the basement at the orphanage house? Because I've always maintained that's always been my out.
So why is it that if you were in the basement, they couldn't take a picture?
I don't know. It's like 1962. The camera couldn't go down that far. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't think you've really explored their excuse. It doesn't sound like it holds up.
Well, that's why I said that's why I believe it's an excuse. So you're starting to believe me, aren't you?
Yeah, like because you're in the basement. That doesn't make any sense. But here's the thing. Why haven't you pushed it? You haven't pushed that topic. Because that
why would I?
No, like
I have. I have pushed it. I have pushed it. Why do you think I moved to North Carolina? I had to get away from the liars. I go, people have lied to me my whole life. I'm leaving. And they didn't
that
really
is
care.
It.
They didn't really care either. So that's another reason why I'm thinking, okay, they just had me as a tax write-off. I don't know if you got tax write-offs back then, but
I'm sure that was a thing.
For kids, but if we had another son, if we had a son, we could have a tax write-off. You know, it's probably because my older sister, you know, obviously a girl, so they probably. But, you know, at first people don't know, so they buy clothes for both. They probably had these extra clothes for a boy, an infant boy, so they found me in a basement.
Yes, because they were like, you know, it would be cheaper than returning these clothes. Let's have another child so we can put the clothes on them.
Well, I don't think they just took the child, which was me. They just took the child.
Like taking care, like feeding a child, you know.
Did they feed me? I don't know. There's no proof that they actually fed me.
You've talked about the food that you ate and that you didn't eat.
Oh, when I got older, yeah, but I, you know, I had to go out and work for it. I was out working, you know, I had to work hard. I was out mowing lawns and painting people's houses, and you know, I worked hard, you know.
Sure,
I was kind of like I was the male Cinderella.
Uh huh.
Well, you know, it's free now. I forgot my mom can listen to this one. I'm going to change my phone. I'm going to change my phone number. Oh, or okay, I'm that's... sorry, the lady that I called mom. But she's all excited too because I sent her the link and she's like checking on. She's there was a picture of my great grandfather and grandmother. Mm-hmm. I'm like going, I can't say what I actually said, but basically it was like so many words. I go, for the love of God, did anyone in my family have hair?
Well, it's a maternal sign, right? It's the maternal side that you get.
Yeah,
to
but
the
even
hair loss.
You look at my grandfather, my dad's side, no hair.
So you.
His dad, no hair. So the fix was in. I'm sure the guy behind him, no hair.
But see, the thing is, your dad, he has hair.
Yeah, he does. Again, am I adopted? Am I?
But you said everybody else doesn't have hair.
Nobody has hair. Well, you know, I don't have hair, but like my sisters have hair.
Well, usually, if males lose their hair, that's a deficiency in testosterone, right? It's like a overproduction of
I've been
female
tested for
hormones
that.
Or something?
I've been tested for that, and that is not true.
I mean, just saying that I tested myself doesn't mean that you got tested.
No. I was actually tested for that. I've had a lot of tests lately.
And you hate taking tests.
I hate taking them. I didn't study.
Mm-hmm. Were they bad as the ref tests that you hate?
Oh, the ref tests. I'm still working on that thing. Jeez. Now I'm on
I
the
thought
video.
You finished it. How... No, did you take the test that long?
No, I took the closed book test, passed that one.
Okay.
And now it's the video one. We have to watch 5-6 minute videos and then answer the questions.
Okay.
What I do is I just run the video and come back 6 minutes later and answer the questions. Well, they tripped me up on a couple of them. They had three questions that were, I guess they've caught on. And they go, in the video, I go, oh, come on. And you have to answer so many correct in order to get it right. So you have to go back and watch the video now. And it's just
they've caught on to your game.
Well, I think what happened is somebody sued USA Hockey.
Really? What did they sue him for?
Probably somebody got hurt or something like that. Somebody it's got to be something for safety or something like that. But it's just a waste of time. So what I do is I do like 3-4 questions a day, and then I move on. I got till November 1st.
Plenty
and I'm almost half. I got about 20 more questions to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, about another hour of videos? And they always say, it's only like 20 minutes. I go, what are you talking about? One video alone is like 11 minutes. But I'm not angry. I don't get upset. No. Also, I had family in Illinois also. I forgot to mention that.
It's Illinois.
So I could be, well, not to us natives.
You don't. Nobody says Illinois.
I do. It's Illinois.
That's not how you say it.
So I could be related to the president somehow, right?
He's not from Illinois.
He's
from Hawaii.
But he was senator in Illinois.
Illinois. Nobody says Illinois.
I do, and I'm from Illinois.
No,
I have blood there. You have any family there?
I'm sure I could trace something back there.
Well, you can't. I'm sure I could trace something back there, but you
just
can't
like
prove
you
it.
Can. Like, you didn't even know you had family that lived there.
Well, I do now. Well, in the Civil War...
We'll let the listeners decide that are listening at home right now.
In the Civil War, I found out 15 of my relatives did serve in the Civil War, and 11 were from Illinois.
Oh, man.
And you know, it's funny because you find this out all in the census.
And the census in which you hate. And that Answersy.com, that's in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I'm from, because the Mormons...
I get it.
Are very particular about genealogy.
I bet you they are.
So what else did you do? Anything else exciting besides finding out that you were
That has
wrong?
Been probably the most exciting thing I've done in the last couple weeks.
Wow, that's wild.
I'm talking
crazy
that's
stuff.
Great times.
you came to my toy show for a minute.
I did, and that was fun. We would have been there sooner, but we walked right by it and all the way to the home improvement shop. I kept saying, well, they look like geeks. Let's follow them. And I'm not kidding. That's what I actually said.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to be rude or mean.
No, never.
But that's what I said. I said, hey, they can. They look like. So we walked all the way to the home, and some guy pulls up in the car. Hey, you want some tickets? I thought he said the toy show. I said, free tickets? Sure. Well, therefore, I go, they say home improvement show. I go, is this the home? And the guy goes, we go up there. Where's the toy show at? And he goes, oh, where the geeks are at? I go, yeah. He goes.
He said where the geeks are at.
That's kind of what I heard.
Oh, okay.
Might have been I put that in there for... Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said it's over that. So It was in the exact, it was the opposite. It's right where we parked.
Uh-huh.
But we had walked like 8 miles to the other side of the fairgrounds over there. I said, of course, it's right where we parked. But it was more your sister's fault than mine. At first, I thought it was in the, what do they call that?
The thing is, I posted a picture and it tagged the building.
You know, I almost went back and looked at the picture again, but I said, we were almost halfway there. And I said, but I thought it was in the where the gym is at, where the women's basketball team plays.
Oh, you mean the
Pie Arena?
Dorton Arena?
Dorton Arena. I don't know where I got pie. It's kind of shipping. Kind of like a pie, isn't it?
I don't know, but sure, we'll go with it.
That's where I was walking to, and I said, oh, it's not there. So we just kept following the flood of people that were walking that way. And then there was people outside that had toys in the rain. They had like covers, but they were outside in the rain, and it looked kind of lonely because it was raining and nobody was stopping by their stuff. But then we went back in and we found you, and you have quite a setup there.
Yeah, I went with a smaller one table, but I like packed that one table space with a lot of stuff. So
you looked like you utilized the space you had.
That's, you know, if you want to make money, right? It's less, I don't have to pay for one table, but I get the most out of that one table.
Yeah, you're more organized than most there.
I pride myself on my presentation, but
I did end up getting a Charger plaque. Actually, I'm staring at it now.
Yeah. So was this in trying to compete with Matt's fantastic background for the sports talk?
Yeah, but it's not on the right. It's on the other side. I'm facing it, so it's not. Because what happened is it says this family is full of love and based on trust and grateful and also generous. We blah 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 blah. Together we are Chargers family, except for yesterday. And so what happened is we're walking by, you know, because we wanted to walk around.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of in your way. You had customers coming in there, and we were kind of thinking, hey, these people think we're buying something, and we're just kind of.
You're basically costing me money is what you're doing.
Exactly. I said, so we both had our side, we should move around. So we're walking around. There's some cool stuff, baseball cards and all that stuff. And I go, I think I have this card. I think I gave it to you. There was a card there. It was like $75. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I have.
You have it.
All your cards are in my card book, which
it was who was the player? I'm drawing a blank on the player now. I think it was Bob Gibson. I think you have I used to have a Bob Gibson.
Huh. I don't remember Bob Gibson, but I have to look.
Either I might still have it here, but because there's some, I still have some here for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the valuable ones. So anyway, so we walk by this guy and he has these things, and it says, Heather goes, oh, that's cool. Dude, I mean, it's like Carl Lewis. He jumps up and goes, oh, what's your favorite team? And I'm looking, okay, good. He had Green Bay, New England.
Uh-huh.
Of course, New England said something else. It said something. I'm not going to go there.
If you like to whine and complain and be a big baby.
And say, we didn't cheat.
You're in the Patriots family.
Anyway, so they had Green Bay, Seattle, the big teams right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, I go, well, we're the Charger fans. You don't have ours. So there's this girl sitting there. And like I said, it was raining that day. Well, I think we have one out in the car with the Chargers. Why don't you hold on a second? I go, well, we're going to be here tomorrow. I'm trying to.
We're going to be here tomorrow.
I go, my son's over there. We're coming back and helping him out tomorrow. You know, we're going to stay out of your way, basically. We're not coming back. So he sends this girl out there. So we have to. So he's showing us all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $100. I'm like going, I'm not paying $100 for this stuff. I could make. I don't.
Basically, he's like, all right, I got a sucker. I got to sell something to this guy.
Exactly. So I'm trying to get out of it. I'm like, oh God, I hope she doesn't come back with anything. So what's your favorite thing? I go, my favorite thing is the one thing you don't have. Well, she's going out to get it. She's going out to get it. She's. So this girl comes back in and she's just dripping. I mean, it's like someone had taken a fire hose and just sprayed her with water.
Oh, my
she's
goodness.
I turn to your sister. I go, well, I guess I'm buying this thing. So it's 30. It was $30. It's a nice looking
30
thing.
$30.
It's a little plaque thing.
You didn't talk her down or anything?
The girl almost drowned getting it. I don't talk people down. It's what the price is.
Listen,
know?
There is about the haggling. If you got to do it.
I told you before, I'm not a haggler. What I do is I would probably walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was the guilt. She looked like she said, I have to go to the rest bathroom and fix my hair. Her hair was just, her makeup was kind of, she looked bad. I mean, I felt bad. I almost felt like I had to pay more. Mm-hmm. I get you anything else? I go, no, this is it. That's good. Again, I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll come back and look at your stuff. And...
But here's the thing. When you didn't come back, like, oh, thank God I went through all that trouble to sell him this thing.
Oh, he knew. He knew I wasn't coming back.
Of course we all know.
And I thought it was pretty convincing, though. I go, oh, no, I'm coming back tomorrow. You know, we just have to stop by here. You know, I got my tattoo. You know, in fact, I still have my tattoo on my hand. It doesn't wash off very easily. But
you got a tattoo?
No. Well, we walked out with Zach and... Colleen, so
to get back in,
they gave us a little stamp.
Oh, a stamp. It's usually a stamp, but not a tattoo.
I called it a tattoo.
Tattoos generally like needle lasts forever kind of deal.
That's what they did. That's what took us so long to get to you too. Not only the walk, but they actually tattooed us.
Was it painful?
No, I'm not a wimp. I can handle needles.
Okay, good, good.
Except for the one where I had something put in my arm this week. And I have really good veins for needles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I made the joke. I go, that's why it'd be good if I was a heroin addict. And they just always look at me like I'm crazy. But I'm laying there and I can't really move. I'm kind of confined with what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
They jab me and I go, and it hurt. I go, but I didn't go, ow. I didn't know I was a man. And I hear the guy go, oops.
Just because if you get hurt and you say, ow, doesn't mean you're not a man.
Okay, I didn't want to be Jay. Is that better?
Sure.
So I got this big old bruise on my arm because they jabbed me in the wrong. How did they miss the vein? How did they miss the vein? Were they just like throwing at darts and just trying to guess it? Anyway, but that's my story. I'm looking at it. Actually looks pretty good in this room. It matches the frames I have in here.
I don't know if it's $30 worth though. I feel like you got ripped on that one.
Oh, it probably cost him $3 to make.
Yeah.
Topped.
And how many tables did he have? Paid $75 per table. So
he had, I think, two tables.
So $150, $140.
I can print this up in 6 minutes. I go, that's great. I don't want it. But I wasn't saying that in so many words.
Uh-huh.
It's not really doing it for me. I don't know where I'd put it. That's what I kept saying. Well, yeah. You have a basement? I go, no, I don't have a basement. But I was born in a basement.
What's your address? I'll bring it to you.
It's almost like he would. It's like he wanted to be my friend. Nah, I got enough friends. I don't. Sorry.
No, but I don't. I don't really like you. Please leave me alone.
No, sorry. You're just a little too much for me. But I bought it, and so it's hanging there. Well, it's at one spot by the door, the closet door. So it needed something there.
Well, you've made fun of the toy shows for a long time. Now that you've been, are you going to continue to make fun of the toy shows?
Oh, I will. But I some of it was fun because you look at some of the toys and go, oh, I remember that as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You remember some of the stuff you had, like some of the matchboxes and some of the...
There's a lot of people with like older stuff there too, like pre-made.
Yeah, and that's what I think
is... Or your generation.
Yeah, I think that's what's fun is you look at it and I go, I had that. Mm-hmm. There was a gun that had like a cork. It would shoot a cork out.
Yeah.
And I go, I think I had this gun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I had it. Now they'd be outlawed because the cork would hit somebody in the eye or something. But
they still have cork guns. And while I was in Nashville, they had a cork gun.
Well, of course, Nashville, they'd have it.
But yeah.
Nashville, they probably had real guns. They probably had muskets.
Those are the people I'm like, yeah, whatever, keep moving. They're like, oh, I had this. Like, are you going to buy it? Nope, then move on. I don't care about your stories.
Yeah, you're like, what's his name? When I went up to him and... He was signing autographs. I said, hey, just want to tell you, I really enjoyed it. And he looked at me like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, that was the guy that you like were so excited to see, too, right? He was in some stupid movie that only you would know what movie it is.
No, he was in Beastmaster, I think, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was in the movie Something for Joy, the John Cappelletti story. And uh-huh. I'm going to tell you right now, I choked up. He made me cry. I teared up. So I said, he wasn't busy. No one was coming up there to sign autographs. And,
mm-hmm.
and he was also in the original V series.
Yep.
That we didn't podcast on. And I walked up to him and he's like, oh, okay. That it? And I go, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. So I kind of walked away going, wow. You think they'd be more excited by, hey, you know, I remembered you wearing this thing.
Yeah.
No, they don't care.
Not as much.
They don't care. That's like you and the podcast guy.
What podcast guy?
You're the lost guy. The lost guy.
I don't mind. I talk to people about Lost. I'm excited. I don't shoot them away.
You get that attitude. You go, that it?
No.
You're going to buy my toys?
I will get that about the toys, though. I'm like, oh, that's great. You're going to buy something?
You're pretty smooth at the toy selling.
Oh, yeah?
I was listening. We were both listening to your sister and I were listening to you, and you're just selling the. I don't even know what you were selling, but the guy bought like four or five of them.
Oh yeah. The
do you need
Star
a bag?
Wars toys.
You need a bag for that? I have these nice bags here. These bags I bought at the well, we had there are grocery bags, but you can put them in there.
Well, guys, it's like I'm not gonna go buy bags when they give them to you for free at the grocery store. That's a cost savings right there.
Why don't you get like bags made with your because you have a name for your company?
Yeah, that's expensive to get bags made.
Well, you're making millions, right?
No,
you're traveling all over the country.
I make enough to cover my own collecting habits.
Okay, you're making millions then.
Yeah, you would think, right?
So after all these toy shows, your garage is half empty now.
No, I always feel like I sell a lot of stuff, and then I still come home with a lot of stuff. Like I cleared out two of my boxes that
so
I had.
So basically, it's
two
it's
of
never,
the
it's,
seven
it's,
boxes I brought.
It's never changed since you were a kid.
No. Like, no. It's just it. Well, because what it is, I brought seven boxes, and then I that was the first day I set up, and then I brought more stuff. So I cleared out two boxes, but then the extra stuff that I brought, I filled in those boxes. So. Like I cleared out some space. It's just
I remember when you were about 16. I tried to pass a rule, saying, "Look, if you already have something, you can't buy it." And you said, "And I'd see something like the Ghostbuster firehouse thing." I go, well, "What is it? You already have this. I'm going to sell the other one." I go, "Well, why would you buy something that's exactly the same? You weren't selling it. You would just buy and you kept them both." I don't want to say you lied to me.
No, I didn't lie. Much.
Your mom would say, "Oh, he just has a hobby. Let him have his hobby." I go, "Well, his hobby is where his. I can't even get in the attic anymore. There's so much hobby up there."
Well, there's no more hobby there now.
Oh, contraire. There's still you still have your hobby stuff up there. There's still stuff up there that's yours. I still have your scooter.
That's not like collect. That's just a blast
and
from the past.
And there's a couple boxes of Jay stuff up there.
Yeah, nothing of value. That would have taken it out by now and sold it.
How do you know it's nothing of value?
I've tried. I think I've been up there and looked, just to be sure.
Oh, you were looking for that Star Wars comic book.
Yeah. That fruitful endeavor.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on that one.
There was another guy, because they had some comic book dealers there, and he had that one. It was like $5 for it.
And I was looking for that in the summertime, too, and it was like
I was so hot up there.
I thought I probably lost like 10 pounds. Anyway.
Good times.
So, segue to TV shows. Have you watched any TV shows?
Yeah. So, just starting to scratch the surface on the TV shows. So, we'll try to get on some new ones. So, we watched Minority Report. Did you see that one?
I did record it. I didn't watch it.
It's pretty good. Did you see the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. I did. That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like
that's where he knew that they do the crimes. They arrest people before the crimes happen or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Pre-crime, yeah, essentially.
Pre-crime. Yeah.
So then they had a pre-crime for him that he killed his wife or something. And he was like, I didn't kill my wife.
I didn't kill my. And then the guy said, I don't care.
Yeah, it was like Future Fugitive, basically.
Was it Future Tommy Lee Jones saying, I don't care?
No, but
because he ad-libbed that line.
I know, it was a great line. Classic. It's classic. So. This kind of, and I was like, well, is this going to be like a prequel or what? But it's kind of a sequel. It's kind of after the end of the movie where, because basically he's trying to smuggle the precogs out of, you know, their, you know, because they don't live a very good life. So now they're in this cabin. And it's kind of post that and like what happens when the pre-crime thing ends and.
Well, how's this going to keep going on?
Well, it follows one of the because there's twins and a sister, so it's three siblings, and they were the people that had the ability to kind of see the future.
So, and did you like it?
It was good. So, but it follows one of the guys that can kind of see it, but he doesn't know the names. The other brother knows the names, so he just can't live with the guilt of seeing these murders still because he still sees them. So then he starts to help a cop, and then they're kind of now it's kind of a buddy cop thing where he's. He can see pieces of the future, and they're trying to solve crimes before they happen. So it's got the procedural angle to it, but it's a little twist on it. And it was pretty good.
I know it didn't do well in the ratings.
It didn't. It might not last long.
I'm just saying, because I looked at the rate, because that's how I judge a show now. I'll watch it, and I go, I don't know if I'm going to stick with it. And I go see the ratings. Go, oh, the ratings are good enough. I'll stick with it.
The other show that we watched, that you have watched, is the season premiere of the Goldbergs. And you're right, it's weird. His voice change is weird.
Yeah, he's gone all Luke on us.
They talked about it, though. I mean, at least they, you know.
They did talk about it, but he's just, through half the episode, I'm like, please stop talking.
Yeah.
But it's a funny show, and he's a good actor on the show. And I know did you ever get a hold of the original Goldberg there, Adam Goldberg?
I did not.
He never contacted you.
No, I never. The real Adam Goldberg has.
So he just blew you off.
Well, he's a busy guy. You know, he's doing that one show.
He's a busy guy doing that one show, and I'm sure he's busy in the summer.
Oh, really busy.
Yeah, we're too busy for you. And yeah. Us, I guess.
Yeah, I am to him as those people that say, oh, I used to have this as a kid. Like, that's great. You're going to buy it? You're not? Then move on.
Well, you're help promoting his show. You helped promote his show almost all last year.
It's true. It's true. But again, I'll give him.
What did he do for your podcast?
Give me a show to talk about?
You didn't have to talk about a show.
It's true, but it's a show I enjoyed, so I wanted to talk about it.
But his voice is weird, isn't it?
It's a little weird. You can tell they didn't really have him talk too much or in the scenes too much, too. They probably think it's weird, too. It's more focused on the other two siblings and Barry's girlfriend. But it was a funny episode, so I did enjoy it.
I like the whole risky business part of it.
Yeah.
Barry in the opening scene.
Yes.
No Tom Cruising. Anything else you ever watch? Did you watch Blackish yet?
No. Like I said, we just started last night getting caught back up. Because, like I said, I was out of town for a while. So now.
Yeah, because I thought they handled the N-word.
Oh, okay.
What's a song, Gold Digger?
Yes.
The youngest kid is dancing. He's singing the song in his class. You know, he goes to a private school.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't sing the radio version of it. That's okay. What his sister said. I told him to sing the radio. And, and so they have a zero tolerance policy that was started by his mom.
Oh,
so
really?
Now the whole story, they go back and they're discussing the word and they're having, you know, at the office, they have the, you know, the white people there. And they're trying to discuss which word is all right.
Yeah.
You have to watch. It was very funny. And it's probably one of my favorite shows on right now.
Wow. Okay.
It was done really well. And it kind of went, hey, you know, they're right. Yeah. He's right about that. You know. But anyway, if you've never watched Blackish, if you watched the pilot last year and said, you know what, this is terrible. And, you know, it wasn't a very good pilot. It's a funny, funny show.
I agree. My wife and I really enjoyed it. Then we will definitely catch up to it.
And speaking of comedies, there's one on CBS with has no laugh track, no studio audience.
What? And it's on CBS?
It's Life in Pieces. It's probably the CBS version of Modern Family.
Oh yeah, I saw the previews for it.
James Brolin, Colin Hanks, yes. And a lot of people you know.
Yes.
It was funny. I thought it was very because you not
you were kind of you
I said Josh Brolin.
It's
James Brolin. I said Josh Brolin. It's Jane because James
dad.
Brolin, the dad.
Yeah.
You don't really see him as comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he has done some comedy, but he's more of, you know, a serious actor. He was actually kind of funny. I enjoyed it enough that I recorded it tonight.
Nice.
And then another
would
new
you
show,
suggest other people to see it?
I would suggest everybody at least give it a try. It's not for everybody, but it's a little different. They have some stuff. I mean, there's some stuff. You know, it's not your cookie cutter show.
Mm-hmm.
They push the envelope as far as they can on network television.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm gonna say. And then there's Quantico. I watched it last night.
I saw a lot about it. So what's
I think it just tries too hard because my wife's like going, you know, your mom's like going, why are you so hard on it? I go, I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, everybody on there is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know a few FBI people.
Yeah, and you as a non-attractive person get upset when it's just
exactly.
Attractive.
Well, and it's, you know, they all have hair and stuff like that. No, it's just one of those things. And then second, it's just so many twists and turns and this, and they try to,
So it's like almost just trying to like shove in.
It's more like because I told your mom, I said, it's like a soap opera type thing. It's almost like it took over for revenge.
Mm-hmm.
It took that time slot, I think. and now it's just revenge FBI. It's just, you know, there's something happens. It goes 9 months in the future to present day and how they're training to be FBI. And my biggest problem I had with it is I said, you know, between The Following and Quantico, if I was a terrorist, domestic or, you know, whatever terrorist, I go, I'd be thinking that, and I'm not a terrorist. If the NSA is listening,
they
I'm
are.
Just saying, if I was, mm-hmm. I would think that America was in trouble because the FBI is complete incompetent.
Okay.
It just bugs me that they make them look so stupid. And that's all. But I'll probably keep watching it for now.
Okay.
Because it's almost good. Like I have to keep watching it now. But there was some parts that were so predictable. I'm like, it's like this one part. And I go, well, didn't see that happening. And your mom goes, can you just be quiet? Trying to enjoy the show. That's why I wanted to watch it without you. Because she started watching without me.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I thought we were both watching this show. She goes, okay, I'll go back. And then, let's see, did you watch Blue Bloods yet?
No Blue Bloods yet.
Danny was way over the top on this one.
Like, tell me over the top.
Well, okay, there's a terrorist threat. This guy comes in and the language, he's trying to warn this one cop about a terrorist attack. He overheard something and he doesn't speak English and he has a different dialect that it's just something that nobody can understand.
Okay.
So they have to get this interpreter in. Danny's just like yelling at him. You know, Danny's being Danny, and they find out, okay, he's probably telling the truth.
Uh-huh. So Danny's just being offensive.
I did what I had to do and stuff like that. And then they catch everybody. They catch two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one guy still left. He's going to pull the plug on this guy. I said, okay, this guy is a suicide bomber. I don't think he cares. You're going to pull the plug on him. It just was like over the top. And some people tried to defend the scene. I'm like, no, because he said basically, I don't care. I'll still get in God's eyes. I'll still be whatever. And I'm like, just come on, really? And then the guy said, the translator's like, what are you doing, Detective Danny? What are you doing? What are you doing? So he runs to get the doctor but by then Danny was already gone.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't pull the plug because, you know, Danny's a Reagan. They don't, you know, they do what they're. They do it by the book, no matter what. He wasn't going to pull the plug. But, and then at the end, he's, of course, they go to the scene where it's just, you know, there's the terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
And just him and his partner go. No bomb squad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's classic. They do that all the time.
And Danny goes through this plank glass and they're fighting and stuff like that. And the guy's reaching for the detonator and Danny's reaching for his gun. He turns around, boom, 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 plugs it like. Before he can pull the button down.
Mm-hmm.
Set off. I like it. It's a good show.
Other than that,
I haven't watched much TV because we got Leftovers coming up this week.
Yes, we do.
Or what? I'm sorry. Is it this week or is it next week?
October 4th.
So that's this week.
Yeah.
And for those people at home, we do an exclusive podcast on the Leftovers.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
A show dedicated to the show Leftovers on HBO.
Nice. Wow, that was pretty good. That wasn't bad. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's about all I watched. I caught up on Gotham.
How is it? Did you hear that what's his name knocked up? What's her name? Marina Baccarin?
Who knocked her up?
The guy who plays Gordon.
Oh, that's how she got pregnant on. Wasn't she pregnant on? She was pregnant when she was on Homeland.
Well, that was with her previous husband, and she was still a month pregnant when she divorced that husband.
Huh, I did not hear that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're an item.
Yes, sir.
Mm. I did not know that, sir.
Now you.
Well,
know.
If you have to, I mean, you have to.
Love maybe brings just, us maybe together.
Maybe it was just part of the scene.
Love brings us together. Was it marriage?
Maybe they're
marriage.
Maybe they're method actors.
Maybe.
I did not hit, but no, I'm glad I caught up with it. Because I spent all summer needing to finish. I thought it was two episodes. I need to finish three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll get to it sooner or later. I'll get to it sooner or later. Then it came back and I go, I don't want to fall behind like I did Arrow and the 100 and all those other shows.
Nice.
That's it. That's all I watched.
That's it. Well, good. I think we're at an hour now, so I think it is time for the five. Questions for me.
For Jay?
All right, well, let me play the music that all of you want to hear. It is
The five questions for Jack. What will it say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure. Almost anything goes. The five questions for Jack.
All right, it is time for the five, where everybody likes to talk when I'm playing the music. Because Colleen was talking, too, over here. She sneezed.
I didn't sneeze.
I have one rule if you're going to sit in here while I record. Don't sneeze. Don't make any noise. All right. Action Jackson.
So I think I went pretty. There's these questions, again, have no theme.
Mm-hmm. Classic, your question.
But I think they're tough questions. I think if you get three of the five, you deserve to be called the five master of today.
Wow, thank you.
I think they're that tough.
Wow, okay.
All right, number one.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about GoPro stock. What did it close at today? And I'll give you within $5.
What did it close? Oh, come on.
Let's
see, all the markets.
I'm a major stockholder of GoPro, so.
Which I told you not to do, but you listen to me.
Well, it's your mom wanted to get it, and I wanted to sell it a long time ago. And,
sure, blame her.
Well, seriously, we're talking about today, and she goes, "Well, at this point, why sell it?"
Let's see. All the shares fell today. It was a tough day on the markets. So you said within $5?
Within $5.
I'm going to say $25.
Wow. $25?
Yep.
Are you cheating over there?
I swear to God, I'm not cheating.
It's $29.67.
And I think you bought it in, what, like $48?
That was like $90-something dollars.
You bought
I think 40, 40. We bought one of... I don't want to talk about it. I wanted to sell it like 2 months ago. Hey, this thing's dropping. Because it went up to like $90-something dollars. Like, hey, see? Hey! And then it started just dropping. It's like when I had that... I told you when I had that history assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade, we all had to buy 5 shares of stock. And I bought U.S. Steel, Disney. How about the steady ones? And this guy bought U.S. Grant. Chain of department stores like Kmart and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And every day we checked the paper, and it was a fun thing to do. He'd go, oh, it's $9. It's $8. Now it's zero. And they went out of business. I'll never forget that. But
yeah,
you got that right, Jay. That's a correct answer.
All right.
That was one I didn't think you'd get right.
Well, I do read the stock markets every morning, so.
And you read GoPro?
No, but it's generally can kind of get an idea.
Of GoPro?
No, just like guessing, because I know it was around 40. I know it went up, and I know it's been dropping precipitously. So.
Yep, it's pretty much going out of business. But I'm not spreading any rumors.
Well, no, it's just they only have one product they sell, or it's a tech stocks or like a product stock, so it's just. Until they can prove they can do something more than that.
Again, it wasn't my idea. I didn't want to buy it. Sometimes you just got to do what you know. Sometimes you're told to do something, you do it.
How's that worked out for you?
That's working out great. I have no hair. What show won best comedy in the Emmy? What show won the Emmy for best comedy in 1966?
Best comedy, 1966.
1966. I was 4 years old.
I'm going to say The Andy Griffith Show.
Final answer?
Final answer.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Ah, okay.
I thought you'd get that because you're a big Dick Van Dyke
fan. I love that show. It's true. But I thought something even more like CBS-y would have won it. Like,
Well, you know what's funny is I didn't know this. Guess what won in 1967? You'll never get it, but guess what won in 1967?
I don't know.
The Monkees.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they won an Emmy.
You're right. But back then, probably Emmys didn't matter as much because TV was kind of...
You know. What are you talking about?
We're in the golden age of TV right now. Back then, it was like all the, you know,
shtick. Talking about the golden age. Yeah, for comedies, it was the best time for comedies from 1950, whatever it started to when Seinfeld ended.
All right, next question.
Okay, so you missed that one. I thought you'd get that one right. What was the original name? What was Google's original name? And you work for Google, right?
I do, and I have read about this. Oh, man.
You know how I got this answer?
How? You Googled it?
I Googled it. I didn't know they had a different name. I just...
Well, it was like before they were really a thing.
Right. The two partners, that's what they called the company up until like 1996, I believe. And then they decided to give it a name that might do better than
like
this
an actual...
name. Well, if you're not getting it right now... Then
hold on.
Either you're cheating... Either you're
it was
cheating.
Something weird.
So you're cheating.
I'm not cheating. It was something weird.
Well, wouldn't you think Google is something? If it wasn't so common now, if someone say Google, would you think that's a Google?
Well, Google's at least based in the word Googleplex, sorry. Google, which
I
is
know, but,
the
it's, but still
number.
The name itself is kind of goofy.
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
Sure.
Black Rub.
Black Rub?
That was it. Black Rub.
Sure wasn't like Back Rub?
I swear it said Black Rub.
Let me go. Why would it be Black Rub? That's weird.
I don't know.
Hold on. Original.
Why would it be Back Rub?
Because at least Back Rub is something.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Back Rub.
Is it Back Rub?
Yes.
Either way.
Why would it be Black Rub? That's weird.
I thought it said Black Rub.
All right.
I don't know. Anyway, you got it wrong.
All right, next question.
Who is the richest president? Who was the richest president in the history of the United States? Who was the richest? Who had the most
history
money?
Of presidents?
History of presidents. Who was? And it wasn't, I'll give you a hint, it's not President Obama.
I feel like it would be a Roosevelt.
And it wasn't Truman. He was like one of the poorest.
I feel like Roosevelt.
And it wasn't John Adams.
The Roosevelt family. Oh, you know what? Is it adjusted for inflation?
I think it is.
So then probably Washington, because all the land he owned and everything.
He owned 8,000 acres. Yeah, prime.
So is it Washington?
It's George Washington. Yeah. $525 million.
Yeah.
Kennedy's up there. Roosevelt, of course, is up there. Lyndon Johnson was up there. I'm noticing a trend here.
What's the trend?
Most of them have D's after their name.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, most of the they said before the 1900s, most of the presidents weren't really rich.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, presidents, like 1910, people said, I can make some money here. Like Hubert Hoover, had an R after his name. He had a lot of money. Now, how he did after the stock market crash while he was president.
Well, again, the
know.
D's and the R's changed around that time. So.
That's true, but I'm just saying. Lincoln wasn't a rich guy. Grant wasn't a rich guy.
Roosevelt flipped the switch on that one.
Yeah. All right, so you're 2 for 2. This is for all the marbles.
This is the clincher.
And I'm going to say exact. You have to get exactly.
Exact? Come on. Why?
Okay, I'll give you 1 year.
Okay.
1 year, plus or minus.
Mm-hmm.
What year was Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon released?
It's early 70s. I feel like it's either...
You know why I came up with that? Because we had the eclipse yesterday.
That is true. Did you watch it?
Did not, because it was cloudy over here.
It's 71. It's around the same time as Zeppelin. Well, actually, it's after Zeppelin 4.
You're a music major, right?
If you're a music major, you don't like have a class on The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd.
I think they did have a class.
I have a within something. Are you giving me a within?
1 year.
1 year?
1 year.
It's either 71, 72, or 73, so I just go with 72.
That's final answer?
Yes, 72.
The correct answer is 1970. Oh, you were so close. 3.
But I'm within one.
I know you got it. So you got. I thought those were pretty tough questions.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty smart guy, not easily fooled.
You didn't get your own company's name right.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know everything.
Of course, I didn't get it right either.
Yeah, you didn't even get it right, so I felt like I should get that one because you got it wrong.
What does it matter? You got 3 of the 5. You won the five. And I had them prepared. I was.
I'm proud of you. I really
thought about it.
You texted me earlier today. I was like, it's questions for you, right? I'm so proud of you.
And you didn't hear what I said afterwards.
What?
I went, shoot. Fudge.
Hey, and you know, you did that quicker than the 5 hours it took you to try and get your podcast going today.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. This has been a nightmare. This has been an absolute nightmare.
And I don't want to make you feel bad, but 10 years ago, I figured out how to podcast without anything.
But you were a kid. That's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 52.
Technically, you were a kid too back then.
Did I even have a computer?
Yeah.
No.
You had a computer? You've always had the computer.
I didn't have
a computer. You had some crappy e-machines or something. I don't know.
I did not have a computer, I don't think. Not when we first moved here.
Yes, you did. There was a computer. The family computer.
Family computer. It wasn't mine.
Still.
I'd have to like wait in line. I had to like, so when I was, when you were a
kid. It's like where the Back to the Future is like, two computers, you must be rich.
It's like, you know, you're playing, I don't know if you remember, you probably didn't do this when I was a kid. You used to play pinball or video game. You put your quarter up there. I'm next. And you wait for them to finish, and you go, oh, wait, that's my quarter.
It is weird to think we used to have to, like, share computer time.
Yeah.
But
because it'd be, well, there's one line.
Mm-hmm.
Dial up. Anyway, so. No, so it's just, I'm trying to do all these different things. I pull out all these wires, and we have all this stuff that we have here, and none of it works for what I need. And then you tell me after I kept telling you it was the Mac. And you thought I was loading on the, you thought I was working on the.
No, I knew you were working on the Mac.
But you didn't tell me I had to download something to get it to work.
Well, because you're using the old one. I didn't know what the heck you were doing. I don't try to make sense of what you do.
Anyway, you don't listen. But that delayed the, you know, your mom and I are going to record.
Don't do the thing you do to blame me for it.
The Amazing Race. I said, well, I'm sorry we can't do it tonight because I got to record this Ramblecast with your son who wouldn't help me out on this computer.
I've been trying to help you all night.
But you were helping out with stuff that I couldn't. You weren't helping me the right stuff.
Listen, I was mama birding you right now. This was your chance to fly out of the nest on your own. And you fell on
fly.
The ground and you
I
broke
don't
your wing.
I don't want to fly. I don't want to be a pirate. I don't want to be Switzerland.
Oh, man. All right.
I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld lately.
Yeah, I think... where am I on Seinfeld right now? I think I'm in season 6. I know that.
I'm in season 6.
What did you just do?
Just did the one where George likes this girl, but he likes her for her furniture. It's Super Bowl ticket one where they trade the 6.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
It's a good one. And
but the roommate's the one that had all the furniture.
Had all the furniture, and he says... And he goes to try to break up with her. He goes, I think they call it menage a trois.
And she goes,
remember what we talked about? He's full. Because Jerry, a couple episodes before, was he liked the girl, the roommate, because she laughed at all his jokes.
Yep.
And the other one laughed. And he goes, they come up with that big plan that, you know, but she's 40. He goes, I can't do that. Once you're in there, I can't do that. I got to wear a bathrobe all day long. So Jerry didn't go that route because, you know. He's Jerry. Anyway, so that's what I finished last night with that one. And I think I woke your mom up laughing. You can't help.
It's a classic. That show is so good.
All right, so the best shows of the week voted on the listener.
By you, the listener.
And if you're new to this, you go on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And we put up a poll once a week, and people can put any show they want on there. And the getting one vote was CSI Crime Scene Investigations. Part 1 and 2 got one vote. Have you ever watched CSI?
Nope.
They just had that final episode because the guy returned. Only reason I know this was
ads that are in a football game
was on CBS, and they kept saying he's returning, and I'm like going, I don't know.
Is it the final season or final episode? They came back for one episode.
I don't know. I don't know if he was just returning because Ted Danson's on there now.
Well, he's been on for a while,
and I hear it's a great show, but I just have never watched any of the CSI shows.
It just sounds like a procedural.
It is, but I just never watched it. Law and Order Special Victims Unit. I kind of watched that one. I've grown tired of it. It's been on for like 80 years, and I've got tired of it. It's just gone too far. It just needs to end. You're the Worst. I hear that's a great show. I don't know what it's about, but people say it's the best. Someone said it's the best show nobody's watching.
The best, Jerry. The best.
I just watched that one, Banya.
Yeah.
Because Tim Watley goes... Hey, for the Super Bowl ticket, I gotta get you some. No, you don't have to give me anything. How about dinner? No. He's good. No dinner. No. You're the Worst. Once Upon a Time got a vote.
People still watch that show?
Yeah, your sister was real excited it was on. Fear of the Walking Dead, I haven't watched last night's episode yet. Gotham got a vote. Rick and Morty. I have no idea. Do you know what Rick and Morty is?
It's a cartoon show, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Scream Queens got two votes. That's the one with Jamie Lee Curtis, and I guess it's like, what's her name? It was in Glee.
Yes, it's, well, it's the guy that created Glee and American Horror Story. And
so it's basically it's just singing every week and has no point.
From what I understand, it's like a kind of a, it pokes fun at, like, you know, the horror movies and stuff like that or something like that.
How to Get Away with Murder got two votes.
It's gotten good reviews.
Scream Queens?
Yes.
Okay. How to Get Away with Murder got two votes. I'll watch like half of this show. Your mom loves it. But I'm like, eh. Oh, well, before I forget, what'd you think of the Emmys?
I didn't watch them.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then never mind. Let's see. Documentary Now season finale got four votes. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
Okay. The Bastard Executioner got four votes. That's the one with the guy from Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yes, it's by the creator of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Survivor got 11 votes. And the winner, a new show out, I think it might make it, Doctor Who, got 12 votes. That's your winner.
That's the first time Doctor Who has ever won our Best of the Week.
Doctor Who. A show that's been on for what? Seriously, I was saying Law and Order. This show has probably been on 80 years.
Since the 60s. Granted, it went off the air for a little while, then it came back on. But
oh, yeah. No one told me, so it's not consecutive.
No.
So I'm not as impressed.
So it came back for like kind of a reboot or whatever in 2005, I think.
How many Doctor Who's have there been?
I think they're on the 13th Doctor, technically, but it's still called the 12th Doctor or something. I don't watch the show, so I don't, you know, for the Who.
I hear it's a fantastic show, and I probably should watch it.
Yes.
And rumor has it Damian Lewis to replace Daniel Craig.
Yeah, it's been rooming around for a while. I think I just heard your podcast. Oh, that might be a thing.
Oh, it was on the Nerdist podcast. Oh, them.
Whatever, Chris Hardwick.
He's my arch enemy.
He is. For no good reason. He's probably a really nice guy, but
I'm sure he's the nicest guy in the world.
Everybody has to have an arch enemy, and he's ours. So that's just how it works.
I don't like him. It used to be Chris. Remember, our arch enemy was Chris White.
Yeah. And now we're friends with him. So
found out
maybe
we'll
really
be friends
nice. With Chris Wright.
He's found out he's a really nice guy, and his team sucks worse than ours. He's a Saints fan.
Barely.
Nah, they're 0-3, man.
All right, guys, that is it for this week's show. We'll see you next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.